The Mother Who Turned to Dust. Once upon a time, the Sun had a daughter. Like her father, she was a star of great brilliance, and she lived in the greater brilliance of the sun. She wore shoes made of shimmering star shells, and on her fingers, around her ankles, wrists, and neck, she wore sparklers collected from shooting stars. She shone brilliantly and lit up the void beyond the sun, known as the sky. She reigned over it and ruled it with great wisdom, love, and compassion. One day, as she went about her rounds, inspecting the uncountable planets of the vast universe, she saw a planet in a faraway corner. It was way out, almost at the very fingertips of the sun's reach. Its colors were all the shades of green and blue. She looked again, and then she spoke. "There, on that planet," said the star to the sun, "that is where I want my throne. I want to spend my life in the richness of the green and the coolness of the blue." The sun sighed. He looked at the star's great brilliance and sighed again. His eyes could see many years into the future. "Everything is yours," he said. "You may go wherever you like. You may do whatever you want. Know this, though. You will have to shed most of your powers and leave them here. Your brilliant coat of pure light, your shoes of star shells, your anklets and bracelets and necklaces with the twinkling of evening and morning stars, you cannot take them with you. The sensitive green on the planet could never take the heat of your brilliance, and the blue would dry up completely. However, instead of your brilliant attire, you may have 3 wishes which will be granted unconditionally." "Very well," she said. "Let me think about it." She thought and thought for years and years, for that is the way with the stars and the sun in the vast universe. Everything takes years and years to happen, although to them it is really only like a twinkling. At last, when she had thought enough, her mind was made up. She agreed to shed her coat, to leave her cloak of dawn, her shoes of star shells, her sandals of twilight, and her slippers of the afterglow of dusk. In a dazzling brilliance, she handed them to the sun. Then she said, "Now I'll go to the green and blue planet and be its mother. Take everything you need. Know that you will be greatly missed here, even though you will be in our sight daily. Know also that you will always be welcome here," said the sun. "Alas, our glare may not always be pleasant to you on that little planet in your new body." So all around the sun, the rings, anklets, bracelets, and necklaces of the star were strewn in a trail of stars, star shells, twinkle dust, and sparkles, spreading across the sky like a trail of spilled milk. They were arranged so she could see them from the green and blue planet. Thus, she would remember where she had come from. Finally, she left, riding first on a shooting star that streaked across time and space. Later, she rode on a single ray of light in the softness of a dawning day, but she still had a long way to go. With her, she had taken a hoe, a mortar and pestle, a winnowing basket, a water pot, a cooking pot, plates made of bamboo and wood, a little axe, a mat, and a great covering cloth. At last, she rode on the first beam of light that was to reach the green and blue planet. Landing on the planet, she saw how it was that it had looked so green from far off in the sky. The forests and grasslands were so beautiful, it made her heart swell and grow even more gentle than it had been before. She looked lovingly at all the plants, and they grew happily in her sight, the green becoming more lush. There were shrubs here, trees there, and over yonder there were blossoms in the many colours of light that had come with her from her home so far away. Yellow, orange, blue, purple, white, pink, lemon, lime, azure, aquamarine, and countless in-between shades and hues. "Children. I wish to have children. Many, many children," she said. "I want children to love, children to run in the grass, children to sing, children to laugh, and voices to echo on the mountainsides, children to call and cuddle, and when I grow old and helpless, children to look after me. children to be my strength when I grow weak and faint from living, and when the time comes, children to lay me to sleep. Her wish was granted, and there were children. Oh, there were children, all around her, on one side, on the other, in front and behind. There were sons tall, lithe, and so strong they could stand on one leg for hours. And there were sons gentle and kind, who shared warmth and compassion even with those who couldn't run very fast or stand for as long. There were daughters, tall and strong like their brothers, who could run and leap like grassland gazelles all day long and not tire even a little. And there were daughters tender and lovely like flowers, loving like mothers, kind like brothers, and compassionate like fathers. They rallied around the daughter of the sun and called her Mother. And so the star, daughter of the sun, who had reigned in the sky with immeasurable brilliance, became the mother of all children born on the green and blue planet. She loved them all and cared for each one, the tall and the short children, the fat children, and the lean, the dark, the pale, and the golden. She cared for them all, both day and night. There were children who walked and never ran, and children who ran and never walked. There were mine children who wanted everything for themselves. Nothing children who never said more than just one word. Nothing. There were I'll be back children who came and left in a flash. Not me children who never admitted they had done anything wrong. I don't know children. He started it, children. She asked for it, children, who were mean and inconsiderate, and many, many more children. She cared for them and brought them rain and plenty. Knowing the ways of the sky, she also brought them sun and shine, and when it was time for the plants to rest, she brought in autumn and winter to put the plants to sleep. She cared for the children while they were awake and while they slept. She was up earlier than anyone. With a big broom she would sweep and clean, and she would start early with her hoe to grow the food the children needed. For though they were voracious, she always had enough food for them to eat after all the running, the singing, the hiding and the seeking, and all the things children love to do all day long. The mother of all children was very strong, but the years weighed heavily on her shoulders, and the children of the earth were changed. Once she complained to the sun, "They're all so changed. I've become nothing to them. I doubt if they even see me at all." The sun replied, "Remember, they are your children. They did not ask to be brought into the world. Work with them. You will find treasure where you least expect it, when you least expect it." And so she worked, serving her children, who had begun to fight over things. They did not help each other or do anything for themselves, but were always crying and demanding her presence and attention. "Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm thirsty. Oh, I want this. I want that. Carry me. Cuddle me. You are the mother. You brought us into this world. Take care of us." And the mother of all children healed the hurts and fed the hungry mouths and watered thirsty throats and nursed them into men and women. They wandered off to faraway places, coming back only once in a while, and sometimes never at all. By now they had become so mean and wild, they even killed each other. Sadness started gnawing at the mother's heart. Where she had once been tall and proud, she was now bent over with the pain and the shame that her children heaped on her as they blamed her for everything. They had not a single kind word for her, and sadness ate chunks out of her already bleeding heart. And so it was, in the wind that howled and tore trees down, she sang to comfort herself as she worked. She sang in the cool breeze that kissed the day at dawn, as it gently shook the sleeping birds awake to sing the morning chorus. She sang in the drumming of the rain that poured down violently and snatched uncovered land, carrying it away to the sea. She sang in the silent drizzle that fell like feathers on top of the great mountains of the world. And in those places cold enough, she sang in the rain that turned into snow, and in the rain that came down in lumps of angry hail. Singing, she would scan the sky, even in broad daylight, as if there was something there that would help her. Then, looking down at her work, she would sing some more. Sometimes, when she was out collecting firewood in the forest or on the wooded plains, she would sing of forests, some of which had been torn to bits by her wandering children, who cut the trees and took away whole trunks that had taken years to grow, leaving the earth half destroyed and dying. The mother of all children knew that her children did not care for the earth. They dug pits, searching for precious metals, and left the gaping wounds to bleed. As she wandered the earth, this was the song she sang. She sang it in small fragments, sometimes aloud, sometimes quietly.
You till me and attend me to harvest your heart's desire, till you leave me naked, wounded, punishing droughts render me barren, torrential rains tear my flesh. So all who pass by scoff and spit on me, and I endure everything. I, the mother born to give, hold nothing back to myself, as I hold nothing back for myself. I feel the world and my children look on, as I lie poisoned by the hand. Feel the world and my children look on, as I lie poisoned by the hand.
Because the children's ears were not attuned to the music of the earth, they did not pay attention to what she sang. Only sometimes, when she sang at dusk, only sometimes, a heaviness descended on the hearts of the once gentle and compassionate children. As the children scattered farther afield still, each wanted to own more and more space. They got up every day and fought over trees. They fought over glittering rocks. They staked out bits of land. This tree is mine, here. No, it's mine, there. Mine, mine, everywhere. They collected the birds from the forests and put them in cages with no room to fly. They scooped the fishes from the waters and put them in containers with no room to swim. They shot the animals just for fun and collected their heads and hides. Sometimes they trapped and gathered animals from the wilderness and shut them up in prisons. They cut the trees in the forests and laid them bare. And so, when the earth grew tired and the mother of all children grew old and sickly and died, the children did not even know to care. Upon her death, she was granted her second wish, that her remains be clothed in black, and she be allowed to continue serving her children as best she could. And so even in death she worked, every day and every night, wearing a black robe and black cape. She worked even harder now that she did not need to sleep. The children still did not care. They kept on calling, "Give me, give me, give me!" And she continued serving without stopping. Because she was now only a spectre, she never said anything. Her songs came in the night and at break of day only, because the wind found them in the valleys and the hills where their echo still lingered. The mother took special care of a child who had been born early in her time, but who could not talk. The child had the most beautiful eyes, and her dark hair, braided and beaded behind her, was strong. Just as her hair grew, her heart also grew, and as her heart grew, so did her legs and arms grow strong. She grew into a lovely young woman. One day, as she was going about her chores, she suddenly stopped and looked up at the mother. Then she spoke for the first time. "Let me help you, mother. Please sit down and rest." Her voice was kind, and after she had spoken, a deafening silence fell. Kindness had long since left the planet, and now everything seemed to stop, though only for a moment. The mother heaved a sigh. "Oh, thank you, my child," she said. Through this one act of kindness, the mother was released. She fell to the ground in a heap and turned to dust. Her work was done. A great wind came and gathered her dust and blew it into the sky to form the moon we see today. So her third wish, that a soft light might shine on her so that she might see her children and the green and blue planet every month of the year, was granted. And to this day, every month, the moon watches over her children, fighting and quarrelling. She sees her daughters, led by the young woman, mending and healing, serving and saving, as she had done before them. But the children of the daughters of the moon still fight, still quarrel, still complain. And the moon, seeing this, has to hide her face and weep before she can bear to take another look, showing first only a crescent of her face. Then she turns it more and more till her full face beams with love. On such a night, some catch the love and pass it round. Then the daughters of the moon sing the song of those given to serve, wishing for one more wish, that the children may learn to love their mother once more.